Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You know, Dr. Hill, we're talking about all these great things to do in Georgia, but you know, some folks might be ready to sell off to a beautiful location on a cruise.
Like Sapelo Island on a ferry?
Well, that's a close cruise, and absolutely, that is definitely selling, and you're going to a beautiful location. And Doug Beal is talking about the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, which is, you know, down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia, and, of course, one of our best sponsors.
Well, you're talking about going on a big boat.
I'm talking about going on a boat that's a bit bigger. And, you know, people love that, you know, cruising, you know, being out in, you know, just a beautiful setting where you have the water all around you. Oh, it's just really, really nice. So I'm ready for a cruise myself. But, you know, when I think about cruising, and everybody knows this because I talk about Paul Gauguin cruises all the time because they're my absolute favorite cruise line. You know, I just, you know, I think about going to the beautiful South Pacific or going to the Caribbean. I mean, there are a couple of places, so many places where you can go with them. But you know what? I want to get some of those insider kind of tips about booking a cruise. And I can't think of anyone other than my good friend, Charlotte Smith, who is with Paul Gauguin Cruises, PG Cruises, to ask her just to give us maybe some insider tips, because now is also a great time to start looking at cruises for 2016 or even at the end of this year. So I have Charlotte on the phone. So Charlotte, welcome to the show. It is so great to have you back. You're becoming a regular.
I am. It's always so nice to speak with you, Anita. And you're right. You're one of my best friends, too. You're just a delight to know. So it's my honor to be on with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And it is, of course, an honor to have you here. But, you know, I know that you have all the insider's tips. So I want to just jump right in. And I want to ask you this because I know people are looking at budgets and they want to make sure that, you know, they're getting a good deal and all of that. And I know with your particular cruise line, I can definitely say that you're definitely going to get a good bargain and a good value for your money. But just in general, what are the tips for getting a good price when we cruise?
You know, it's hard to answer that question on behalf of the entire cruise industry because each sector operates a little bit different. And we're much like other industries in that our competitors often drive us to make decisions we might not otherwise make, such as, you know, changing prices. It's all the same principle as any other industry that has a product, you know, the supply and demand kind of thing. For years, it was book early to get the best deal, and then it was book late to get the last minute specials. And my belief is book what you really want. You know, it's a travel agent's invaluable because they're working as your mediator between we, the vendors, you know, the cruise lines, and you, the consumer who's going to be sailing with us. And it's their job to watch market trends and to listen to you and get you with the right fit. And that's anything from the right cruise line, the right cabin, the right destinations, the right time of year. I mean, if you've got the right travel agents, they should be able to answer those questions with little effort at all. I think the best way to answer, just in generally speaking, when is the best time to book a cruise, depends on where you're going and what time of year. It's cyclical, too. You know, you're going to find people who go to Europe this year. Next year, Alaska is going to be big.
Well, you know, I love that you're saying, you know, to work with a travel professional, because I wholeheartedly agree with you with that. And, you know, they're the ones also, too, that are looking really closely at those itineraries, because if we try and do this booking sometimes by ourselves, we're not really sure what all that itinerary is going to include. And sometimes we may be looking for some of those extra things like excursions or maybe a spa treatment. Will my drinks and be included in the cost of the cruise? So those kind of things, a travel agent can help with that as well.
That's right. Absolutely. And more and more travel agents are taking their professional levels to a new limit, you know, a new level by becoming specialists. And that would be another thing I would tell the consumer. You know, you're interested in the South Pacific. Then look for one of our Pearls agents. That's our specialty program, our certification program. Or look for a Tahiti, Tiare, and that would be a travel agent who specializes in the entire destination. So, you know, you can find travel agents wanting to educate and further themselves in becoming specialists. So that's another way you can get the best price, the best selections, you know, the best choices, is by going with somebody who specializes in where you're planning a vacation.
And another thing, too, Charlotte, that I would think is important as well is to really think about what type of cruise you want to go on. And what I mean by that is it a family cruise, or are you planning to go, you know, multi-generational? That seems to be, you know, really a trend that's happening in travel now, is that the whole family is wanting to go together. Or is this a romantic cruise where you're going to celebrate, say, an anniversary? So that can really also, too, determine what type of cruise you take. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. And even more so in the case of our particular brand, because we, you know, Tahiti, like Hawaii, is a huge honeymoon destination. So you're going to find June, July, and August, we have a lot of younger honeymooners. And then we also have families. Believe it or not, we're a small luxury cruise line, but we have the most highly awarded luxury family program, our Ambassadors of the Environment program. So you're going to find in the summer we also have some smaller multi-generational groups or family groups, because the kids want to participate in this wonderful program we have. So, you know, if you're, let's say, adults in your 60s and you want to be in a time period of the year where you don't have the families and you don't have the honeymooners, then again, that's where somebody who's a specialist in this area is going to be able to direct you. Of course, I would direct you right now, go in the fall, go in the spring. I think so, you know, you do have to decide where you want to go and then when you want to go for the optimum pricing and situation for what you want to get out of your vacation. You're so right, spot on.
Now, Charlotte, tell me this. So why would you recommend those two times of the year, the spring and the fall, you said?
Because they're non-traditional times for families and, you know, young honeymooners who might actually still be in college or just starting their career to be able to travel. The price difference doesn't really fluctuate that much with us. That's the beautiful thing about our company, is we don't do all the, you know, price differences. We have maybe two sales a year. But what you find is more of an adult experience at certain times of the year. The weather is pretty much the same year-round. I mean, the rainy season is technically December, January, February, although with the tropics, you never know. You might get a, you know, tropical thunderstorm in the middle of July. But you want to think of, you know, December, January, February, much like you would think in the Caribbean, hurricane season in the summer months. So it's kind of the flip of Caribbean's. But at the same time, I've been there in December and had lovely weather. So, I'm kind of trying to steer you towards when it would be more of an all-adult kind of focus,
right,
on this versus family and the younger honeymooners.
Well, tell me this then. Okay, looking at maybe 2016, what are some recommendations then that you can make for PG Cruises for our listeners? Anything that they need to focus on, or any particular deals, or maybe just great itineraries that you have coming up?
We have some wonderful opportunities for people who are divers. We have a program with the Cousteau Society. Jean-Michel Cousteau comes on board not only to escort dives, but he is also one of our featured lecturers. So even if you're a non-diver, when he's on board, you can still interact with him, because he, you know, is a guest speaker on the environment and trends in the marine ecology world. Very wonderful man that we've had a wonderful relationship with.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, there's four dates next year that he will be doing the dive program as well as being a lecturer. It's March 2nd. On a 10-night, June 1st on a 10-night, September 21st is also a 10-night, and then November 19th is a 14-night. Jean-Michel tends to like the longer voyages, because for diving, you not only get the Society Islands, which is Bora Bora, Mo'orea, Tahiti, but then you also go out into the Tuamotos or the Cook Islands. So, you know, he likes the variety of taking people to different island groups rather than just the Society Islands on a 7-night.
It sounds fantastic. I'm going to have to talk to Doc Bill and see if we can get over there. But, you know, Sharla, I know all of this is on your website, so quickly give me your website so we can have all the listeners go there, check it out, and come and cruise with you.
It's so easy. PGCruises.com.
That is easy. And, Sharla, thank you so very much for being with us again. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I know you guys have loved this show. Please check out our website at Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We do have the show archive if you've missed any of it. And also we'll have more information about PG Cruises and all the great things Sharla talked about. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Bye-bye.